Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast, and I pray today that this broadcast will be a blessing to you. And that right now, I'd like to pray with you. Father, I pray for all my listeners. If there be one out there today on the sound of my voice that is sick in their body, please reach down and touch them, help them, strengthen their bodies, strengthen their mind, and give them hope. And Lord, I pray for those that are bound with sin and depression, that you deliver them. God, help them in this hour and moment that they're in. I pray for those that are not born again, that you'll help them to see that they need a Savior, and that Savior is you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Jesus, save their souls, forgive them of their sins, because I know when they ask, you told me through your word that you would not turn them away. And Lord, I pray that you just reach down, forgive sins, and we know when our sins are forgiven, they'll never be brought up against us again, and that you'll wash us in your precious blood, you'll write our names down in glory, and we can be born again. Thank you for life eternal through you, Lord. Thank you for our home in heaven, and thank you for your precious word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Today I'd like to read out of John chapter 11, verse 34. And said, Where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And then the next scripture, verse 35, Jesus wept. I think everybody knows that verse, Jesus wept. This is talking about Lazarus, who was a good friend of Jesus, and that he had died, and his sisters Mary and Martha had sent word to Jesus to come that Lazarus was sick. But the Bible says that Jesus deliberately stayed away, and Lazarus died. Now, when this had happened, we would have finalized this thing here. If Lazarus was dead, there was no more life in him, we would say this is finalized, this is the end of it. But not with Jesus. Jesus showed up, and Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. And when he walked up, he said, Where have you laid him? Well, they said, Lord, we've laid him here. And that's what I want to ask you today. Where have you laid that which you have put out before God? Some of you have asked things of God, and because the Lord didn't show up when you thought he should, you finalized it, and you went on, buried it, and gave up on it. But God don't want you to do that. Listen, we don't need to be finalizing. You let God do the finalizing. You just have faith in God. And when he walked up to the tomb of Lazarus, the Bible says that he wept. And I'm sure it was because that he saw the commotion that was going on. He surely knew what God was going to do. He wasn't weeping over Lazarus because he knew he was going to bring life back into him. But the Bible says that he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he had already told them to roll the stone away. And they said, But Lord, by now he stinketh. You know, they were looking on the flesh side, and Jesus was looking on the spirit side. He'd already told them, he said, Where I am, there is resurrection and life. And his sister said, Yes, Lord, we know in the eternal, but let me tell you, where Jesus is today, there's resurrection and there's life. Some of you today, you have no life in you. You have no hope. You just do the same old, same old. There's no expectation of joy in your heart. And the churches you go in are just as dead as the graveyard was when Jesus walked up to the tomb. But if you let Jesus in your life, in your church, in your Bible study, wherever you're at, there's going to come some life into that which you thought was dead. Some of you have marriages, some of you have relationships with your children. You think it's, oh Lord, they're never going to change. This is just a stinking process. But let me tell you, call in Jesus, amen, somebody that can do something about it. My grandson ran away from home a long time ago, and we went to every agency in town trying to get help. Nobody would help us. But you know what? When we called on Jesus, he brought him home. He brought him home. He called his daddy up one day and asked him, said, Daddy, can I come home? And we've been praying that God would just give him his right mind and bring him back home. Well, Jesus called Lazarus out of the tomb, and when he came out, he said, Loose him and let him go. In other words, let life again in your life, in your family again. Jesus can say the same thing to any situation in your life. Come forth in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Let life come in them. Don't finalize it. Let God have his way in your life. I pray today that you'll take his word and let God encourage you. And thank you for listening to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you and keep on keeping on for the Lord. And thank you so much.